Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, let's destroy a perfectly good relationship, shall we?
Let's do it.
I just love that she's ready to rock. We have, who do we have?
We have a lovely
Jessie.
Couple today.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Jessie and Ben are on the phone, and they're trying to decide how to help out or deal with a recently retired father.
Oh,
okay. Well, Jessie seems to be gung-ho, so I guess we're going to let her go first.
Sure.
Jessie?
Okay. So here's the issue. My dad recently retired, and he's one of those guys who does not know how to chill. You know, that whole idle hands is the devil's handiwork. So, like, he's just kind of wandering about town now and a little aimless. And every time he comes over, he's always pointing out these little projects that need done around the house. So, hey, I could help you do that. Or, you know, that wouldn't take me too long. Have you ever thought about this? And so
at your house, not at his house.
At my house. Let's be real. At his house, he's already done all the projects three times over. And so he's done there. It is fantastic. And at my house, I have a laundry list of things I'd like to get done. And I'm thinking, hey, it'd be kind of nice to just have my dad come over. We'd save a ton of money and get some of these things on this list done. But my husband thinks that it's a bad idea.
Okay. Sounds innocent and cute enough.
I know, but he's thinking if we mix family with like these types of things, it's just going to be an issue. It's going to take too long. And like, honestly, my biggest thing is it's going to be mutually beneficial. It's going to save us time and money, and it's going to give my dad some form of purpose because he's not only like doing things, but he's doing it for his family. Like, how perfect is that?
Well, let's get the less eager husband in here, Ben.
Yay.
Why do you hate your father-in-law? No, I mean, what, like, seriously, why, like, it seems like kind of a good idea, but, like, is there something we're missing?
I don't think it's a great idea. I definitely don't hate my father-in-law. He's a good guy, and I get it. And it's like, we get along really well, but this is not a good idea. I'm not going to hire him to, like, fix the bathroom, and it's going to be a mess. Like, I don't want to mix family with business, my house.
Are they big enough projects that he would need someone else to help out? Like, or is it just painting or like smaller things?
I mean, it's not necessarily small, but it's not something that he'd require side help with.
Okay.
Like, if it's holding a...
But Ben just said bathroom. What are we talking about? Are you talking about a remodel in a bathroom?
I mean, more like lipstick, though. It's like taking out a cabinet and putting in a new one and retiling.
I'm sorry. Okay. We're not taking Ben's side because I don't want... Jessie seems pretty tenacious, and I don't want to be on your bad side. But like, so Ben, in your estimation, like, explain what you mean. Like, do you think he just won't finish, or he won't do a good job, or what? What's the hang up?
Look, I don't really know what his qualifications are. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but like,
I mean, you've been to his house
like 20, 30 years ago. Like, yeah, I've been to his house, but like, how do we even know that he's going to do a good job? How do we know he knows what he's doing? How do we know he doesn't need help? And how do we know how long he's going to take?
Well, I mean, if he can do everything he's done around his house, surely he can do the same for us. Like, it's not like we're asking him to move a wall. We're saying, hey, can you swap out this cabinet? Can you retile the shower? It's not complete down to studs.
Okay. 303-222-5423. Text in, call in, pick a side. Like, Jesse, you make it sound so cute and easy, and I love that, and I love that you love your dad. But could you, like, let's say, like, professionals can come in and retile a shower in, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
But if it takes him 2 weeks, can you be without that shower for 2 weeks? If it takes him a month, because he's...
Yeah, I mean, we had another bathroom. It's not like we would be completely
without. Yeah, but do
you want
to go to the other bathroom? Yeah. Like
That's... I'm worried about the lack of recourse anytime you hire family, because it gets awkward where you're like, hey, man, you said you thought a couple days... It's been 3 or 4. Like, what are you thinking? And they're like, oh, yeah, I'll get to it. And what do you...
Or the tile's crooked and you go, hey, that doesn't
look
great. Yeah,
now you're jeopardizing a really close relationship with a family member over some tile. But also, you know, like, it just feels awkward. Whereas if you hire somebody, you are in control.
Yeah, but I also think it's really important to, like, give purpose to people in their older age. And this is the way he can help.
I want to give
family.
Him purpose. I want to give him purpose. We got he's going to be with the grandkids, right? I can play golf with him on the weekends.
Right, but like, I don't think he's aspiring to be like a PGA champion. So I don't know if that's purpose. So
but
much
is he aspiring
hobby.
To be a handyman?
I don't think he's aspiring to be an architect either.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I hate that you said what you said, Jesse. Because
if he's
there is a thing that I just want to say, and I'm not taking her side either, but like. There's something I've seen in people, like if you retire and you don't have a purpose, you can spin down real fast.
Yeah.
But I'm like, his purpose, like that is a heavy burden to go, your house is your biggest investment.
Right.
And you're letting him tear it apart just so he has a purpose. Like,
so he has something to do. Yeah.
I don't know who's right. Because Aaron wants to come over and do my garage floor. I'm like, on one hand, I want her to do it. But I'm like, when she screws it up, what's my recourse?
Right.
Yeah, what, exactly. Like, what? Uh-huh. Or if she's late or if she's... Yeah, all like, of that. All that stuff.
Or the other thing that I'm thinking of is like, does he let himself in? Does he have a key? What does that look like? Because you still kind of want boundaries because you don't want him coming over at 4 a.m.
Just
when you're...
Like,
yeah.
Well, we already are pretty close. So, like, you know, when he comes over, he does let himself in already, but we already knew he was coming. So it's not, like, intrusive. It's just we're a very close family.
Okay.
Okay. No, Jesse, you're so cute.
I love
and
the
so,
sentiment.
Like, you're so passionate about it. And this is legitimately the book. It's like Mars and Venus. You are 100% heart right now, Jesse, and Ben is all head. It's like, this on paper doesn't work. It like, I love your dad
but
too.
But it could if we just use colored pencils. All I'm saying is like, we can just be a little creative and we can make it work.
Oh my God, you're so awesome. All right, we're gonna get a jury for you guys. So both of you hang on, don't move.
I'm just skittish about hiring family. I've seen it happen.
Friends.
Or friends, exactly. I've seen it happen very close to me before. And even in the relationship where you go, what could go wrong? They're the best uncle, cousin, brother ever. And it goes wrong. Something goes wrong. And now they're not the best uncle, brother, cousin, whoever it is anymore. And that really stinks.
But are you going to let him die?
I
know it's not as drastic as that, but also it kind of is. It kind of is.
I like the golf idea a little. Like, get
but
him outside.
Someday
get
a
him.
Week.
I know.
Maybe like yard work stuff, start a garden, stay outside. Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So Jesse wants to save her father's life by giving him a sense of purpose. We didn't even talk about money, but it doesn't sound like this guy's trying to make a killing on
no,
it.
No, I don't.
They're just
so.
Trying to like. But so, Ben's like, listen, I don't.
So that is a good point. You could take advantage of, well, we weren't going to do our bathroom, but if it's not going to cost very much, and maybe we should do it.
Do you
it.
Want to be without a bathroom? You can walk
weeks.
Down the hall or down to the basement. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do that for 6 weeks?
I just need a sink. Really?
I don't want to know
no.
what you're... All right, pick a side. Is the dad the handyman, or is he going to have to find a new reason to live? 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in the middle of a great mate debate with Jesse and Ben. Mm-hmm. Her dad recently retired, kind of wandering the earth.
Figuring out something to do every day.
And she's like, well, we got a honey-do list, and we want to update the bathroom.
A honey-do list?
You never heard it called that?
No, that's cute.
Yeah, well, Ben apparently isn't doing, so she wants she wants dad to do it. And Ben's like, no, we're not mixing. You don't mix.
Work and family or work and friends.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. But she's just like, if he doesn't have a purpose, what's going to happen? Jesse, Ben, feel free to jump in with any of the jury members as we go. Jocelyn.
Hey, I'm on Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Wow. I had the same issue with my husband when we just got married. He didn't want my dad kind of involved in all the home improvement stuff and everything. My dad just wanted to help me. Not him. You know, he wanted to help me as, you know, I'm my dad, daddy's little girl, you can say. He just needs to be a little bit more open to it, and he's going to save him money. If anything goes wrong, worst case scenario, spends the money he was going to save.
But Jocelyn, can I just point something out that maybe you don't get?
Uh-huh.
And I don't think Ben said this, but, and I don't even know if he feels this, it's a little emasculating when you have your dad do something we could do.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I had the same issue with my husband. He was like, no, why are you going to call your dad?
It's like
your dad this, your dad that. Yeah, it kind of takes a little bit of your manhood.
Yeah.
For a guy.
It's like, I was going to do that.
Yeah. Especially if you, like, you didn't even ask me. You just skipped right over me.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I figured you'd be too busy. So I had my dad. It's like, I had my dad move that armoire. And it's like, what? I'm the armoire mover.
Exactly.
Or he's freeing up more time so that Ben can go golfing and we can have a nice bathroom.
Look at you, glass half full.
I like it.
This isn't about my insecurities. Like, you know, I'm a pretty secure guy. It's not that I'm competing with your dad. It's that I want him to have purpose. I just don't think his purpose needs to be tearing out our toilet and maybe never putting in a new one.
Yeah, there are other things that doesn't seem probable.
I'm pretty sure we're not going to be using a hole in the floor. It'll be fine.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay. Nicole?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. Wow. And with all due respect to the husband, I feel like he should let the father-in-law help, especially if he doesn't want to do it himself, because it's kind of just coming off as he's being kind of lazy and he doesn't really want to do it. And why doesn't he?
You know he can hear you, right?
Yeah, with all due respect, I'm not trying to be mean. It just kind of sounds like he doesn't really want to do it.
Well, in Ben's defense, Ben is fantastic and he's not lazy. But we do need a new bathroom.
And you guys are busy. Like, it's very easy to just, I'll get to that tomorrow. You have someone who has basically an endless amount of, well, they have time on their hands.
Okay.
I know a guy who knows a guy who apparently is a fabulous contract. You look at the photos of these bathrooms that they've remodeled. They're gorgeous, and they'll do them fast. And they'll do them for, you know, I feel like we can pay for it.
Right. No, I get that. And that's fine. But also, can we just acknowledge, you guys keep saying it's going to take forever. You don't know how long it's going to take. Contractors aren't any better at that. They say it'll be done in 2 weeks. In 2 months, it's still not done. But at least this way, it's like a family thing. We're like, hi, Dad. Remember me, your cute little daughter? Could you maybe come finish my bathroom? Like, he's not going to leave me hanging the same way a contractor will.
Well, but if he does, then we've ruined a father-daughter relationship. And
he has never let me down in my entire life. I don't see him doing that now.
Let's get a few more in here, or maybe
a car wreck commercial.
Okay, Alyssa?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side because I think we should let him do a little project and see how it does.
Not start
and
with the bathroom.
Yeah, don't start with the bathroom. And if it goes good, then let him progress into a bigger project. And if it goes bad, be like, I don't think this is working out. Maybe let's find another hobby.
Like, I think that's fair. I'm willing to compromise on that.
You know, yes. I'm willing to compromise on that, too. He could build a doghouse. Remember we were thinking about building that doghouse in the backyard?
Yeah.
I mean, so, he could do that with the kids.
As long as
absolutely.
He's outside. No,
but
that's what it sounds like.
But, like, here's the thing, and I'm not trying. I know I'm going to come off as being a jerk for saying this, but it's like, well, maybe his purpose is taking care of your hair. Why don't we let him, Jesse, start becoming your stylist or your colorist, you know?
Okay,
I mean,
well,
if he's
going to
experiment
that,
on something, why not it be you and your body and not your house?
Okay, well, that's a weird sentiment to say.
Yeah, that's
well, what I'm just saying, it's like,
we're all, nope.
Well,
I'm going to go with a no on that, but also he has done house projects before. This isn't like completely out of left field where he was an accountant.
And we can buy him wigs to try on first, okay?
Or even like cleaning, like, oh, you come over and clean the house. You've definitely cleaned houses before. You could really help us out. They would save us money on a cleaning service, but that feels like,
You're just
using him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not really purpose so much as it is just like, a weird hobby. I feel like if he walks into our house and he knows he's contributed to our daily life in a real way, there's power in that.
Hey, Jesse, you don't have to keep trying because we can't find a human in the Colorado.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Like no one is on his side. No
one.
Yeah.
That's
no
fair.
One.
So, Ben.
So, I won? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, you won real hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Then,
because I actually picked out some.
I'm not giving up that easy.
No, it's over, dude. I mean, we've got Bill, we've got Betty, we've got every texter. Like, there's literally, we could keep talking to people, but no one's on your side, dude.
I think you should help the kids with math homework. Yeah, how about that for a compromise?
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
let him be a tutor.
Maybe
well,
we can have
come
him,
back next
we
week.
We can have him look at the tile options that I picked out this weekend. So, you know, we'll just get
she's
started.
She's already. Okay. Yeah, we'll see you guys next week.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.